Welcome to the 5-Year You Podcast, a show dedicated to helping you become the best version of yourself one day at a time. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Kat, and we promise to keep it raw, real, and relatable.
Are you ready to grow? This podcast is intended to entertain, educate, and inspire you on a personal journey towards your best self. We are in no position to give advice and are hot messes on the best of our days. Clearly, we're in no position to offer health or medical advice, or really any life advice, but we want to entertain you. Just a reminder, this is not a replacement for proper medical care or therapy. If you are struggling, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Let's jump in. Hello, today's episode is called Who is Holding You Back? I'm going to warn you, when we started talking about this episode, there was a few examples that came to mind, and it's makes me a little bit squeamish because you kind of got to get into the dirt with this one.
Like if you get squirrely, it's a good sign.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I don't like this, but that's always the sign of growth is when you're, when you find that initial part of you resisting a little bit, that is you saying that your ego kind of going like, oh, we're about to change and I don't fully like this because I like things to stay normal. So this is all about who's holding you back and our relationships with ourselves, life, and then the people around us.
Yeah, I'm glad we're talking about this because, like you said, it is a part of the growth process. And at the beginning of every episode, Andrew asks all of us, are you ready to grow? And I think for most of us, we're just like, heck yeah, I want to grow. I want to learn more things and I want to become my best self. And, you know, it's good. We focus on the positives and what all that growth will bring. But on the path to growth, sometimes not everyone decides to come with us. And I think it's Chris Harder, who has the podcast For the Love of Money. He always says, you're not leaving anyone behind. They're always welcome to join you on the journey. And it's never the people you think will join you. And some people you really love might not like this new version of you, or it might make them feel a certain kind of way about themselves, so they might resist. And sometimes your growth changes the relationships in your life, and that can be hard.
Yeah, it can be a very big challenge when you decide you want to grow and you want to change for the better of yourself or those around you. And some of those people around you don't want you to grow. They like things the way they are. It's predictable, it's calm, it's normal. But you came here to grow. I mean, you're listening to this, but not just this podcast, but like the whole point of life is growth. The constant is change. So we want to get you kind of thinking this episode about the people that might be holding you back, the situations that might be holding you back, because most of these situations involve a specific person or group of people or idea of a person. And the more we can get into this, I think this is going to be a really good discussion.
Yeah. There's a couple of groups of people that can hold you back. Your family is one, your friends are another, society at whole. And then, Andrew, the number one person that holds you back is
me. No.
You. Yep.
Ourselves.
We can point the finger at, not you, but like me.
Yeah.
I hope that makes sense. Yeah.
We hold ourselves back a lot, but let's just kind of dive into this. Cause I think I know myself growing up, there was always the mindset of what will the neighbors think? And it was like the proverbial neighbors. I'm using air quotes here.
Yeah.
That kind of got my mindset to be, I should always be aware of what people are thinking. I should always care what everybody else thinks. And part of that survival, right? Like you need to belong to the tribe and fit in so that, you know, it's like, it's a very old feeling, but it doesn't serve you in all situations. It does in some, but when you're wanting to grow, holding yourself back because somebody that you don't know somewhere may not like what you're doing, it's disrespecting yourself, first of all, but I think it's a cop out.
Yeah. And it takes a lot of courage to stay on the path that you want to go on too, because there are going to be detractors. There are going to be people that kind of give you a hard time. So,
yeah. And there's also going to be people that don't want to see you succeed. I had a hard time with that one. I still do. But I would look at it and I would think like, why is this bothering me? Why does it bother me so much that these people don't want me to succeed? And I spent like years thinking about this because I don't process things very fast, apparently. And when I got to it, it was, if I have a group of friends and we're all at a level 10 and I take it up to, you know, level 100, that shows my friends that they can all do that too. They don't necessarily want to do the same things as me, but they have the ability to do it because if we're all the same and one of us does this, that means that I'm kind of leaving the pack, so to speak. And then they will want to hold you back because they can't get their head around what you're doing. And this podcast is a great example. A lot of people are like, well, why would you do that? Why would you waste your time talking about these things? And it's like, to me, it's like, this is my purpose, but they don't have that purpose.
Yeah, it's hard when you change the dynamic of what people are used to. It reminds me of when I started doing pretty intensive therapy a few years ago. It's part of my growth process. I really wanted to learn. And as part of that process, I realized that I really enjoyed having peace in my life. And I had a family member who, you know, we'd get into it or there'd be drama. Sometimes it's lighthearted, sometimes it's not. And, you know, we would just like maybe grind each other's gears the wrong way. And, you know, over time, I just decided to not engage in the drama and things like that. And I remember, you know, some of the accusations were like, oh, there you go, talking in your therapy voice again, and, you know, things like that. Because I changed the dynamic. And so what you have to realize, and that's coming from a compassionate place, is that it's not everyone else around you that's changing. You're changing. And that brings you to a different place. It's because of the decisions that you've made that the relationships that you have in your life are different. And it can be hard when, you know, that's your marriage or that's your relationship with your kids, or when you just sort of decide to prioritize yourself and your healing, it's going to have an impact on the people around you. And all of us are so used to like wanting to, you know, keep the status quo and keep things the way that they are. You're going to want to just, it's going to be so much easier just go back to the way things were. Forget I tried to grow, guys. Just erase it. Forget I tried to grow and do anything. You know, for yourself, the right thing to do is to implement the changes that you want. And again, you're never going to leave anyone behind. They're always welcome to join you on the journey. And you will start to attract friends and colleagues and people who are on a similar wavelength as you take that next step.
Yeah, exactly. And when you have those right people around you, you're going to move so much faster. And we're not saying that, you know, you have to shed all the people in your life to grow. What we're just saying is that, you know, there are natural ebbs and flows in relationships. And sometimes people are more prevalent in your life and sometimes they're not. And when you're growing, that might just be uncomfortable for them. But I think high school friends are a really good example of this sometimes, is you grow up with them and they kind of just know you as that goofy kid. Not talking about myself. I was like, yeah.
You were very cool back then.
I was so uncool. It is. And so being uncool and then trying to be cool, I've still never succeeded at it. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, like those kids, like they know you. And that's why I'm saying kids, like, yeah, you know, you
children,
they're the ones that are there when you scraped your knee, maybe in kindergarten, and they have a very, very old image of you that's not changing. And when you try to change who you are, it might not always sit well with people. And the key thing, I tell this to my kids all the time, and Kat and I will say it to each other, what everyone else thinks of you isn't your business. It's such a hard thing to get into your head, and easier said than done, like everything in conversation. But the more you can kind of see that, the easier it will get if you keep reminding yourself of that.
Yeah. Just because there might be some struggles along the way doesn't mean it's not worth the journey. And I think we share all of this, even though it might feel a little negative at first, but to say, if you want to take the next step on your growth journey, these are some things that could happen. Or if you're sort of like both feet into your growth journey and you're listening to podcasts and you're into the books and you're starting to notice some tension in the relationships around you, we're also trying to say that that is a very normal part of this process and to keep going, because there is a lot of light on the other side as you're sort of mucking through this part. Like society too, and like preconceived notions of how we're supposed to be, like that really holds people back as well.
Yeah, for sure. So I think the person, again, or a group of people in society that are holding you back are they. You hear about it all the time. It's like, oh, they won't let me do that. Oh, that's what they say. Like there's this shadow group of people called they. And I mean, they're to blame for everything in our lives. They're the reasons why we don't can't do this. We can't do that. Oh, we wanted to, but this and that. And I look at it like it's my ego trying to keep me in place personally, whether people are out there or not actually holding me back. And there are going to be people that, you know, are still in a competitive mindset instead of a supportive mindset. So they might see your success or your growth as their shrinking or their loss. And when those things happen, you have to decide if you want to be around those kinds of people. But society's got a view of how you are going to show up. And it's not that society has a view of you. It's that you have the view that society has a view of you of how you're supposed to be, how you're supposed to show up at work every day as a parent, as a friend, as a spouse, as an everything. And that person you're saying is they won't let me change is actually you being afraid to break out of that shell of your old self.
So monitor your thoughts when it comes to society and the culture you were raised in. And it can be really simple things like maybe you're a woman and you want to go on an international trip by yourself because no one else can take off of work and you just want to go. But let's say you call your parents and your parents are like, well, that's not safe. And it's not okay for a woman to travel alone. Or you try to, you know, tell your friends like, that's weird. Do you want to take a trip by yourself? And so these are sort of the messages that we all receive. And so that's just an example. I mean, it could be anything, you know, like women don't camp alone at night. I'm using women because a lot of these can be like sort of gendered norms that hold us back that we, you know, have to constantly go against. And it goes both ways. So you have to really ask yourself, like, is this something I want to do? Even if everyone in my life doesn't get it, doesn't agree with it. I think most of the people in our lives don't really get what we do for work, you know? And it's like, we just do it anyway. Or there are certain cultures that, you know, they expect their children to have certain jobs or do certain things. You know, it takes a lot of courage to step out and choose yourself and choose your own growth journey and say, like, this is what growth means to me. This is what happiness and success means to me. And so we're encouraging you to have that courage to step out and to recognize who's holding you back. Is it your family? Is it your friend group? Is it society at large? And you're just kind of using those excuses and you're kind of like, yeah, that excuse makes it easy for me to not have to do this hard thing. And like Andrew said, if that's the case, then really it's you. So there are a couple of things that you can do to find out if you are holding yourself back. And Andrew would probably do a better job of explaining it. And we call it limiting beliefs and how to find out what yours are.
Right. So I'm going to go through a few open-ended questions. And I just want you to think of the first thing that comes to mind. And Kat, if you have any others that come in, just jump right in with them. So let's go. Money is, I can't be successful because, I don't have time because, rich people are, poor people are, I can't get ahead because, I can't lose weight because, I can't make new friends because. Do you have any others?
I have to go to college because I can't be a writer, musician, doctor, lawyer, teacher, because I can't start a business, because I don't have enough money, because I have to have children, because I have to get married before a certain age, because
I have to have a safe job, because I can't leave home, because I can't follow my passion, because
I can't love this person because.
I'm not allowed to because. I can't be happy until. I can't get rich until. My kids hold me back in this way. My spouse holds me back in this area. My parents won't let me. My friends won't let me. It's not safe to succeed because.
In my culture, we believe, so I have to. Because I am a parent, I can't. All of these things are what we call limiting beliefs. They're limiting beliefs because they stop us from our growth. And most of these things that we all hold, the ideas that we have in our minds of how we should be, what we should do, who we should marry, by when, the steps that we should take to reach success, all of these things have come from outside of us and have influenced us as people, as a culture, as families, inside of friend groups. Now you have the opportunity to ask yourself, if there was no limit on what I could do, what would I do? If I could do something without the support of my family, friends, significant other, what would I do? If I knew I wasn't going to fail, I would. If I wasn't afraid of what would happen if it didn't work out, I would. And with those types of questions, now you start to recognize who, what, where, location, your situation, your financial situation, which aspects of you are allowing to stop you from doing what you really want to do.
When you start discovering this stuff, there might be a certain person or a group of people or certain individuals that keep coming up. I want to give you an example of what happened to me when I was doing this a couple of years ago. I recognized that I really wanted my dad. I wanted to have his approval. I always did, but it never felt like it. I don't know if that makes sense to any other child out there, but I hope it does. You know, I would ask my mom, I was like, well, is dad okay with this? She's like, yeah, dad's fine. But I'd never get it from him. And that was okay. So I finally got mustered up the courage to go to him. And like, I drove to their house one night and I said, look, I am doing a lot of things right now because I want your approval. And he was shocked. He had no clue that this was going on. Like, this is how much of a head trip it was.
Yeah.
My dad's just happy that, you know, I drove there in the night at night to go see them. He has no clue that anything was happening that, you know, like there were things that he had told me when I was like 11 or 12. He told me once, but it stuck. And when things like that stuck, because we all have those moments in our childhood, in our life, that like these little pivotal moments. And for me, it was, he told me at the time, like there were givers and takers and I was being more of a taker. And I will admit at that age, I was a 15-year-old going through some really not great times. And, you know, I was probably being a little more selfish. Having kids in teens, I think we can all admit that we're a little bit self-centered in those moments as our ego kind of sprouts up. Right, Catherine, agree with me? So I know that I'm
totally normal. And you're one of the most giving and generous people I know. So if you were selfish then, you're fine now. It's all good.
Yeah, thanks. But like, he felt so bad because he had no clue that something like this would affect me, right? Like, you know, we think about that with our own kids. And like, was like this one line that I said in this strange moment that sticks with them? So what I did was I confronted the problem, and it's not easy, and you're not always able to do it because the people may have moved away, passed on, you're not in touch with them anymore. But face the issue and start to realize that maybe it's not a thing to worry about anymore. I knew where my dad was coming from, but until I had that moment, I had to get it out, and I did. But in doing so, it's completely opened up our relationship in such marvelous ways. Like, I am closer to him now than I ever have been. And it's a beautiful and wonderful thing. But, you know, that's because I had this wall up of, I got to do all these things to please and to make sure and all this stuff, all this kind of baggage, for lack of a better word. And now it's gone. I know he just wants me to be happy, and that defining success on my own terms is the thing that matters the most. But until I had did these kinds of questions. So what I'm saying is, if you're out there, you're going, there's no way I can approach these people. You might not be able to, but there might be someone that you feel safe enough to do that with. And it may just change your life. I know it changed mine.
I love hearing that. I think that is a great way to sort of cap off this part of the podcast. For you listening to this, what we hope that you took away is that growth is worth it. Improving yourself, working on yourself is absolutely worth it. And that you have the most control over yourself and your thoughts. And you might be holding yourself back in ways that you don't realize. So it's a good idea to take the time today to go through some of those open-ended questions, see where you stand, and also take some inventory of people you surround yourself with and what you believe about society, and really good, take some really good self-reflection to ask yourself if those are things you still want to believe as you take this next step in your journey. And I think you'll notice that even just thinking differently and opening up your mind a little bit will go a long way in helping you get there.
Absolutely. I think that's very, very well said. Only thing I would add to that, all these things that we just labeled, they're all thoughts. Unless there is somebody actually holding you in place physically, it's you that's holding yourself back, which means you can also be the one to set yourself free. And we really hope you're doing that. We support you in your journey.
We do. We're always rooting for you.
Okay, so it's time for glimmers. Kat, you want to explain what glimmers are for our new listeners?
Glimmers are sparkly, happy things. I feel like I always make a song, even though I'm not the singer out of the two of us. But glimmers are just the happy, fun things that make us smile during the week that we want to share with you. It could be a book, it could be something we learned or watched or anything. I mean, literally could be anything. So do you want to start with your glimmer this week?
Yeah, sure. For me this week, it's just, I let go. There have been so many little things that were coming up. Like, I bought something new and it needed to be repaired. This other thing was happening. This other thing was happening. And I recognized that I was just pushing and I'm trying to make things happen. And then yesterday morning, I woke up and I'm like, I'm just going to let it go. I'm just going to let go and see what happens. And then as soon as I did that, it was like I opened a door and everyone's like, oh, we've been trying to get in and you've been pushing the door the wrong way this whole time. You know, and then all these synchronicities started lining up and I was just so grateful for it.
Once you kind of let go, all those fun things started happening.
Yeah. And it's such a silly thing. I'll give you one example. I have a US check that I get every month. And I go deposit it at the bank because I'm in Canada and you have to take the check in. And it's a 50-50 toss up if it's going to work or not. And if it doesn't work, it's a 45-minute thing. And this time I got there and I had this nice check and the teller knows me when I'm coming in, just kind of gives that uneasy smile and it worked instantly. Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh. But it worked instantly. And I'm like, I knew it was going to work instantly because everything else, I just kind of let go. I'm like, okay, if it takes 45 minutes, I'm fine. No, it worked right away. And just little things, little invitations I've extended to people. I'm like, yeah, if they come, they come. If they don't, they don't. It's just the right things are happening as I let go of that kind of sinking my fingers into it and kind of like trying to make it happen. So it's a really nice feeling. It's way more relaxed this way. I'm really hoping to, keep the vibe going. How about you, Kat? What's your glimmer?
Well, I love going to the thrift store. I hate going to all other stores. I am like Miss Grocery Pickup, you know, Target Drive Up. I'm very sensitive to like big places and crowds and things like that. But I will go into a thrift store. So Last weekend, Saturday morning, got a surprise email. Boom. Favorite thrift store. The whole place is 50% off. So I was like, well, I know what I'm doing today. And for this whole blissful hour, I had my AirPods in my ears listening to my like really, you know, good mystery book. And there were tons of things in my size and like really good brands. And this particular thrift store has a lot of like new with tags things. I know it's not everyone's jam, but I love finding a good deal. That's just like one of these are my thrills in life, guys. We didn't say it was going to be cool or fun when you came. Okay. These are my thrills. So yeah, that was my glimmer. Like my kids were having a really nice time with their dad. And so I didn't have kids with me. And I just felt like, gosh, it's been so long since I've had a whole hour to do exactly what I want, which is listen to a book and be at the thrift store at the same time. That's what my heaven looks like.
Nice. I love it. Well, I'm glad you had a nice thrift shopping experience. It sounds like you got some good finds.
Thank you. I did.
Hey, thanks for listening. Remember, it doesn't matter where you come from. It only matters where you're going.
As always, we're rooting for you.
To stay up to date on the podcast, hit subscribe wherever you listen and follow us on social media at 5YearU.